As he fights to defeat Maryland's incumbent governor, Larry Hogan, Democratic nominee Ben Jealous says he's working hard to turn out as many voters as possible. And as WAMU's Martin Ostermuhl reports, nowhere will that turnout be more critical than in Prince George's County.
Teresa Dudley doesn't mince words when it comes to talking about what she says is the county's outsized role in this year's gubernatorial election.
Prince George's County will be ground zero in this election because we need to turn our registered voters out.
Dudley is the head of the union representing the county's public school teachers, which has endorsed Jealous. And like many fellow Democrats, she knows what the numbers are. After Montgomery County, Prince George's has the second highest number of registered voters in the state. And more than any other place in Maryland, the county is overwhelmingly Democratic, on the magnitude of 11 to 1. But that didn't help much in 2014, when Hogan caught the state's political establishment by surprise by winning the governor's race. And it wasn't just because he ran a better campaign, says John Willis. He's a professor at the University of Baltimore.
I mean, in 2014, the percentage turnout of Democratic registered voters was the lowest in the history of Maryland.
And nowhere was that more the case than in Prince George's County, where turnout was a paltry 40%, some 10 points below where it had been in prior elections. Democrats are now working to make sure that doesn't happen again, and they're zeroing in on Prince George's County as a place where good turnout will be critical to whether Jealous can beat Hogan or not. It was a point that David Sloan, an official with the state Democratic Party, hammered home last month at the opening of a campaign office in Largo.
The name of the game this cycle is simple. We need to turn out over 1.1 million Democrats. Yes. And we have over 100,000 Democrats here in Prince George's County that we are targeting. That means all.
But for as much as Hogan might be outnumbered in the county, he says he's not giving up. On Saturday, he mingled with supporters at the opening of a campaign office in Hyattsville, where he spoke fondly of the county where he grew up and where his father was a Republican county executive.
I was saying just a moment ago, you know, a lot of people just assume that no Republican has any chance to win Montgomery County or Prince George's County. And I'm here to tell you that's just not true with the excitement that we've got here.
Hogan told his supporters that polling shows that he's popular, but later conceded to me that being competitive in Prince George's County would be a challenge.
It's certainly one of the most difficult places for us, and it's one of three places I did not win in the last race. But we're not going to cede any ground. I mean, no one's ever won all 24 jurisdictions, but we're working hard in every one of them.
4 years ago, Hogan got 15% of the vote in Prince George's County. But Hogan's supporters at the event said the governor now has a record to be judged against, and that means that even some Democrats may be willing to vote for him. But Democratic leaders say that even a few votes here and there can't overcome the sheer number of Democrats in Prince George's County and across the state. Here's Ben Jealous speaking last month.
His party wins when we have low turnout. Well, we're running a positive campaign to inspire voter turnout. We're backing it up with the organizers to push people out. That's how I won the primary, and that's how we're going to win this general.
Those organizers are now out and about in the county, says Crystal Orietha with Progressive Maryland. She should know. She's one of them.
I know that we're educating our voters. They want someone more progressive in Prince George's County to represent us as a governor.
And Orietha says the road to the governor's mansion goes through Prince George's County. For WAMU, I'm Martin Ostermuhl.